For the first time in Carlosophy's history, I'm not going to free flow today. I'm going to read something that I've written. I am disrupting my regular scheduled program to bring you a statement over an episode today. There's a lot of big stuff happening in the world and a lot of collective pain. And to be honest, I'm not at all equipped to know how to handle this. I have recorded episodes, which I will absolutely air down the track, but now is not the time for that. Now is the time for me to stand alongside my American Women of Colour podcasters' sisters and say that I believe to stay silent is to be complicit. I believe that Black Lives Matter. I believe that we all have a responsibility to use our platforms to speak out against this injustice whenever and wherever we are witness to it. I also want to say that as a white Australian woman living on Bundjalung country during Reconciliation Week, that I and we as Australians are not separate from this. There have been 432 Indigenous deaths in custody since the 1991 Royal Commission. And here we are at the end of another Reconciliation Week in which nothing has changed. So let me ask you this. If you are Australian, what did you do for reconciliation this week? I imagine for most of us, the answer is nothing. And I'm ashamed to say that I didn't do more. I'm ashamed to say that once again, I had good intentions and very little follow through. For my American sisters, I stand with you in solidarity. I will do my part. I will do the work. I will likely get it wrong some of the time, but I will be willing to endure a bruised ego because others' lives are at stake here. We cannot stay silent, friends. We cannot. It is time to speak up and raise our voices.